We're back with the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with John Helgerson, Deputy Director of the National Imagery and Mapping Agency. And joining us in our conversation is another PwC partner, Bill Phillips. Well, John, we finished the last segment by talking about future outsourcing outsourcing efforts, and so I'm sort of curious about the future of such efforts at NEMA.
Paul, that is an important subject. We were talking about outsourcing or privatization that NEMA's doing primarily in the IS/IT areas, but it is worth coming back to because we do a lot of such work even in our fundamental mission area unrelated to IS and IT. For example, we've talked this afternoon about the geospatial or mapping work that NEMA does, many of our overseers and indeed even our own employees are surprised to find that almost half of all the geospatial work that NEMA does is in fact produced by private contractors. Now, this trend undoubtedly will continue and expand, although it's frankly impossible to say just how far it will go, because it's largely a function of the capability of industry to take on this responsibility. But industry has become steadily more capable, and we are happy to outsource as it becomes competitively sensible to do that. I should say in this general connection of talking about privatization and outsourcing that it's not only the support operations and even the mission analytic work that's being outsourced, but increasingly NEMA is relying on commercial imagery providers to provide even the raw material with which we do our work. The commercial imagery industry is a new one and is still maturing, but each of the last couple of years, NEMA has spent on the order of $35 million on commercial imagery or related processing capabilities, and we have no doubt that the tempo will increase here. The commercial imagery potentially is a wonderful solution to providing much of the raw material that we need to do our mapping mission. And more than that, it provides important backup for intelligence uses as well, so that if we have areas that are high priority, we are more than willing, we're delighted to turn to the commercial sector. Right now, there's one U.S. vendor, Space Imaging, that has its own satellite up, and there are other U.S. vendors that sell commercial imagery product. We're heartened by their initial successes, and we certainly look forward to a more robust commercial industry connection with additional launches by these other vendors in the future. This clearly is a growth industry, so we use and rely on the private sector in a great many respects.
John, let's talk about the people at NEMA and specifically the fact that I understand that you have a very innovative human resources system. Some have said, in fact, you're at the forefront of government and commercial best practices. Can you tell us about that system?
As part of the change that we have gone through forming up NEMA from half dozen or more different agencies, we were virtually forced to come up with a whole new human resources system. And as long as we were doing it, we really went after the fundamentals of it and have come up with a system that we are just very proud of. The easiest way to describe it probably is that we have simply got away entirely from the 15 GS grades in the normal civil service system. We have in NEMA a pay banding system with five bands that capture all of those 15 grades. So employees have many fewer promotions from one band to another, but within each of those broader bands, good work is rewarded. So we have a pay-for-performance system that allows employees with strong performance to move ahead more quickly and to be recognized for the contribution that they make. We put a great deal of effort into the pay banding, the pay-for-performance, and the ancillary efforts that are associated with it. If there's any caution I would offer to other agencies or firms exploring such a thing, it is to think through very carefully the bureaucracy involved. We in NEMA built a system so that we could be absolutely confident it was fair and equitable It is. We're proud of it, but it is also a bit cumbersome, and we are now working with teams drawn from employees at every level to simplify it and to calibrate it in such a way that we retain our confidence that it's fair, but also we don't have to spend as much time either as employees or managers in implementing it. So we're proud of it, but we continue to refine it. We're glad we did it, but again, it's still a work in progress.
There's a lot of press coverage about the impending wave of retirements, large numbers of retirements in the federal service. How is NEMA approaching that that issue and that problem? What solutions have you put in place?
Well, Bill, we are experiencing the same things that most other agencies are. 10 or 11% of NEMA's civilian population is eligible to retire today. Some 25 to 30% will be eligible to retire over the next 5 years. What this translates into, or at least has in recent years, is that NEMA as a whole has an attrition rate of something like 5.6%. Now, there are those who argue that this is a problem. Frankly, I am of quite another school, and I believe that it's healthy to have attrition in that range. If it were substantially larger, I would worry because of the cost of getting security clearances and bringing on board the technically qualified employees we need. But as far as NEMA is concerned, the attrition rate we now have and the attrition rate that we foresee, I believe, is a healthy one, and we look at it, frankly, not as a problem, but as a grand opportunity to strengthen our organization. Happily, and this is probably the most heartening thing of all, I have found in these 15 months I've been at NEMA that we have absolutely no difficulty in attracting the very highly qualified young people we need to join our organization, whether they're imagery analysts or computer scientists or whatever. It just requires continual monitoring and effective programs, which we believe we have, to hire and retain the best.
Earlier in our conversation, you talked about how change would continue in government. So I'm curious, how will NEMA fit into the larger national security apparatus in the future?
Well, Paul, I am, again, very optimistic as we look ahead to the future and, in particular, how NEMA fits into it. As I mentioned at the outset, we're a unique organization in that we live in both the intelligence community and among the combat support agencies in DOD. The history of these communities has been, frankly, one in which we've been stovepiped, that is, each done our own thing. The future, clearly, is one of more seamless integration among us. To put it another way, if a national policymaker or a warfighter wants information on a given country or a region, or if they want information on a functional issue, whether it's terrorism or narcotics or whatever, they should not have to go separately to State Department or to CIA for information on human source intelligence, or they should not have to go then to NSA to say what does signals intelligence contribute, or to NEMA for imagery. The consumer needs to be able to go to one place like you do with your personal computer on the internet at home in the evening, type in the country or region, and find out what they need to know from all these disciplines. We believe that NEMA, because it produces geospatial information and imagery information and intelligence, provides the real basic common reference framework that is the basis on which you can layer all these other kinds of information. So looking at the future, I think NEMA's role is a critical one in that we provide the basic common reference framework, but more than that, our recent history has given us a lot of experience in how to bring different cultures, different missions together. I believe we really can help lead the way forward into the future.
Well, I'm afraid we're out of time, John. Bill and I want to thank you very much for being with us today. We've had a very interesting conversation.
Well, Paul, it's been a pleasure, Bill, enjoyed talking with you.
Thank you, John.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with John Helgerson, Deputy Director, National Imagery and Mapping Agency. To learn more about our programs and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness, visit us on the web at endowment.pwcglobal.com. See you next week.